It's now 8:35. In conjunction with the traveling exhibit Race, Are We So Different? Now at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, WXXI and RMSC have launched a partnership to encourage community dialogue about improving our understanding of one another. As part of that effort, WXXI is hosting a free screening of the film The Central Park Five at the Little Theater tonight at 6:30. This documentary examines the 1989 case of five Black and Latino teenagers who were wrongly convicted of raping a white woman in Central Park after having spent between 6 and 13 years each in prison. A serial rapist confessed to the crime. Now, there's a panel discussion immediately following the screening. Among the panelists is attorney Lamar Jackson. She's a partner at Harris, Chesworth, O'Brien, Johnstone & Welch. Ms. Jackson is here with us right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The film portrays, as we said, a case that represented a historic miscarriage of justice. Now, 24 years later, how prevalent do you believe racial profiling to be right here in our community?
Racial profiling still exists to some extent. Even though people in our area would like to think this doesn't happen, it does. Maybe not on the scale as in other areas, but certainly when you have differences of people in the community versus the law enforcement agencies, there is always a potential for racial profiling. And many times it's subtle. Other times it's very overt.
As an attorney, you have said that you have concerns about the lack of diversity on juries. Can you explain?
Well, when you look at juries, and it should be a cross-section of the community, which it is not always so, you want to have people who are not only maybe like the defendant, but have some experiences. We live in a society where everybody would like people to be like them or either think like they do, and that doesn't always happen. Our community is diverse. And the jury should represent the diversity of the community. If you have an all-white, all-male jury, that is not reflective of the community. It's very important that people who hear charges that have been alleged have some idea of who these people are that are the defendants. And if the defendants are very different than the jury, and you've never had interactions with people of diverse backgrounds, many times stereotypes are concluded without having any real factual evidence. And people tend to like people who are like themselves. And oftentimes when they see someone who's different, they draw a wrong conclusion or a different conclusion.
What about a minority defendant's access to legal representation? Do you feel that the public defender system provides adequate representation to criminal defendants who can't afford to pay for their own attorney?
In this community, we are extremely fortunate. The Monroe County Public Defender's Office has long been noted as being one of the best staffed and best representative for defendants who cannot afford private counsel. Ed Nowak, who was the longest-serving public defender, I believe, in the history of New York State, had an excellent record. And the current public defender, Tim Donaher, also has a good record. I believe that the ability in our community for the unrepresented to have good legal counsel is available. Maybe not always at the level and maybe not always consistently, but we also have a conflict defender's office which represents individuals who the public defender cannot represent. And then we have private panels of attorneys who will take what we call assigned counsel cases where the court can assign private attorneys at a very much reduced rate. So in Monroe County, there is probably the exception rather than the rule regarding the access to justice. Can it be improved? Certainly. There's always a way to improve a system.
Ms. Jackson, thank you so much again, and we look forward to seeing you tonight.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. That's attorney Lamar Jackson, one of the panelists tonight. And that screening again, Central Park 5 at the Little Theater at 6:30 tonight. It's free to the public.